This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in the African nation of Eritrea arrested 35 Christians last week for conducting prayer meetings. Most of the believers were women. Christians are often arrested without charges and imprisoned indefinitely in the country. The arrests reverse a 6-month trend of officials releasing nearly 200 Christians. An estimated 165 believers are still in jail. Some have been there for 15 years under harsh conditions. Eritrea has cracked down on churches since 2002, when the country outlawed most religions. It is the 6th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. These believers' faithfulness remind us of how the prophet Daniel prayed despite the king's decree. Daniel 6 verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went home. He knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God." Officials in the United Kingdom are considering a ban on so-called conversion therapy. The practice involves helping people embrace their God-given heterosexuality. The Evangelical Alliance sent a letter to Prime Minister Boris Johnson warning that such a ban could pose a direct threat to religious liberty. The letter warns that Christian leaders could be prosecuted for preaching or counseling about sexuality and marriage. Prime Minister Johnson reportedly responded to the letter, saying the ban would not apply to pastors and churches. Evangelicals now represent 54% of French Protestants, up from 10% in the 1960s. Of French people who profess a religion, 9% are Protestant, 53% are Roman Catholic, and 16% are Muslim. Evangelicals are concerned about a new proposed law to curb Islamic violence. Christians say the bill targets all religious groups, not just Muslims. 2 towns in Nebraska became the first in the state to become sanctuary cities for the unborn this month. Hayes Center voted to outlaw abortion in the town on April 6th. The ordinance declares human life begins at conception, categorizes abortion providers as murderers, and calls the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision lawless and unconstitutional. The ordinance also outlaws abortion-inducing drugs. The city of Blue Hill passed a similar ordinance on April 13th, living up to the city's seal, which says, quote, "preserving our heritage for future generations," end quote. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency at the border with Mexico this week. Ducey called in 250 National Guard troops amid increased illegal migration. Border Patrol agents made over 160,000 arrests last month, compared with about 70,000 last December. A new Lifeway research study found that fewer U.S. churchgoers attended church services and Bible studies during the coronavirus pandemic. This year, 37% of respondents said they participated in a church small group. That's down from 59% before the pandemic. And 57% of churchgoers said they attended services less often last year compared with 2019. However, young adults were the most likely to increase their participation in worship services and Bible studies last year. Scott McConnell, executive director of Lifeway Research, said, quote, "Our research has shown that Christians involved in in-person small group Bible studies are more likely to exemplify Christ-like behaviors of serving others outside the church, volunteering within the church, and investing in spiritual disciplines. During the pandemic, far fewer churchgoers benefited from these Bible-focused relational meetings, and only a portion took advantage of online options," end quote. And finally, America's oldest woman, Hester Ford, died peacefully at the age of 115 over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ford had 12 children, 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. When asked about her long life, Ford would talk about the Lord. She said, quote, "Live so that the Lord can use you. Live right," end quote. Ford's granddaughter, Mary Hill, told Yahoo Life, quote, "She prays at 12 o'clock every day for our family, and she prays the 23rd Psalm, John 14, and the Lord's Prayer," end quote. Jesus said in John 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.